Reformed Church.
1 Samuel 8, verse number 1. It says, "And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel." It says, "Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second," and sorry, this is King James Version, "and the name of his second, Abiah," I guess. "They were judges in Beersheba, and his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after the lucre, and took bribes and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, 'Behold, you are old and your sons walk not in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations.' But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, 'Give us a king to judge us.' And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken or listen unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto you. For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them." And you know, that the Lord reminded me of that today. Just because, you know, I just wanted to encourage you in this. There's a lot of things, obviously, that we have been growing in and learning, but there is a desire that you see throughout Scripture that the Lord has to reign, to be king over his people. I mean, he is king, right? But he wants to reign actively in our lives, right? But and that's why you see things like in Matthew chapter 6, where he says for us to seek first the reign of God and his righteousness, right? That he, the Lord wants to reign in us. And if you just think about that for a second, right? How does God reigning in us happen in maybe, you know, in Christians' lives that, you know, they go to church, you know, Sundays, you know, they go to church once a week, and then throughout the week, it's just, you know, they're just living regular. You know, they live, like the people of Israel were saying, just like the nations, right? Dealing with problems just like the nations, living just like the nations, reacting to things just like the nations. In other words, just living regular, natural lives. But yet on the inside of them is the Spirit of God desiring to reign in them, right? Desiring for us to reign with him also, right? Not only that he would reign in us, but when the Lord reigns in you, you're reigning with him, right? Everything that you do is so above the natural realm of this world, so above the natural things in this world. So I just want to encourage, you know, as diligent as we can be in things, like when you get something in your head about nutrition or health or whatever it is, or even, you know, where you're seeking after something, that we would, even with greater zeal, just because of the value that we see in who God is and what he's done for us and what we have on the inside of us, you know, that we would do, and I know this might sound a little bit funny to you, but the way you've been seeing, even in the Jet and Stella episodes, that they go out to explore what is beneath them, right? That what's on the inside of them. That there's so much that the Lord, so much richness that the Lord has given, so much power that he has put on the inside of us so that we would reign. And so that we don't have to be, so that we don't have to be confused, so that we don't have to be we don't have to be thinking and having the same normal, old, stale thoughts that this world lives with, right? But that our thoughts could be higher than the thoughts of this world. You know, when the Lord addressing the unrighteous man, he said, "For my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." Like, that's exactly where we should be, right? Our thoughts higher than the thoughts of this world, right? Our ways higher than the ways of this world, right? That the way that we work and that the way that we deal with circumstances is not like the way this world does it. And I tell you, we were just kind of talking and sharing last night that, you know, the reality is that, you know, there's only one way to do it, and that is to seek him, right? To just go and honestly enjoy exploring all the beauty of what he's done, all the richness of what he's given. But to be able to just put aside, you know, it's interesting the way the Lord says, and I think he says it here, in we had read verse number 7, and I think it's verse number 8. If not, I won't pursue it too much. But I think he says, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto you. Well, I won't keep going on there because that's not the point that I was making. But the idea is that what the Lord always said about the people of Israel is that, you know, they had like this desire that was somewhere in their heart and their mind to want the Lord, right? And all that he did was, you know, if they were corrected, if they saw something bad happen to someone, you know, it would kind of jar them, and then they would come back, and then they would, you know, as long as they had a good leadership, they stayed, and as soon as that leadership changed, then they went their own way again. So it was very, you know, it wasn't them seeking the Lord, right? It wasn't them really seeking the Lord. It was just the leadership that they were with and who they were following is what really determined whether they stayed with the Lord or whether they didn't, whether they were mindful at times of things or whether they weren't. And there's so many people, right, that live like that, that, you know, they could be in church and they could like it and enjoy the word and all this stuff, but really when they're not in the presence of people, then they're kind of just doing what they normally do. Right, but I would just encourage you so much that, especially, you know, the way we've been talking, if you have been feeling like Lord, you know what, like I really don't feel like I fit in, and maybe that's not something that's been prevalent in anyone's mind, but it's been something very, very prevalent in my mind, that it's just I know where I fit and I know where I don't fit. And I know when I'm talking to people that think like I think, that love the Lord the way I love the Lord, and I know when I'm talking to people that the farthest thing from their mind is the Lord. So, you know, if you're feeling like Lord, like, yeah, like I want more to know you more. I want more of what you've given me. I just so want you to encourage you. It's such a simple thing to do. It's just seek after the Lord, right? It's like when you find yourself with time. I mean, can I tell you something? People know how to seek, right? Because it is honestly an amazing thing. I mean, this is like, wow, right? I mean, people are like in their phone. They know how to seek. People know what it means to every single moment that they get to check social media. With the same zeal that people seek social media, man, if they would seek the Lord with that zeal, just look for him and just acknowledge him as often as people search their social media posts, like that alone, right, would be such an enormous help to the body. But you know, that's talking generally about most people, but just talking to you all, though, too, is just, you know, if you have been feeling lately like, Lord, like, yeah, like I know where I fit, I know where I don't fit. So feeling kind of like the Lord, just, and I know this sounds, you know, very 1990s, right? But it is the truth, though, right? If you just feel the Lord like drawing you nearer to him, right? I mean, obviously, you're as near to God as you're ever going to be, but you get what I'm saying, right? Your mind not being drawn away, but drawing near to him, right? That your mind is on him. Your mind, you're aware of him. That even when you're not talking to him, you're aware of the fact that he's with you. You know, even while you're working and you're talking and you're doing, you know, the Lord is working in and through me, right, to prosper what I'm doing, right? You're aware constantly of him. You know, it's an awesome place to be. There is so much work that needs to be done. There is so much work that needs to be done in the body of Christ to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. And the only way to equip saints for the work of the ministry is that they would be able to know the God that enables us in all of those things to do it in and through us, right? There's so much that needs to be done. There are miracles that have to be seen by the world. There are works of power that the Lord wants to do that need to be seen. And he's not going to do it through anybody else but through us, right? That's how the Lord works. He works through his church, right? So as you feel the Lord just saying, you know, like just drawing your heart and your mind nearer to him, just go with it. Go with it, right? Don't let little things, insignificant things, and believe me, I'm talking to myself as much as I'm talking to you. Like I'm aware of things that I have to be cognizant of. J- just so that they don't become distractions in my life. And you end up measuring everything that way. Like, is this thing okay to still do, or is this a distraction? You got to kind of look at almost everything like that. You get to a point where you're measuring everything as, do I need to do this? Like, do I need to have this? Do I need to look at this? Do I need to continue in this way, right? And it's so cool as the Lord continues to simplify your life, right? So that your main drive in your heart just continues to be just Him more and more, more and more. I think that's really the simplest way to live. The simplest way to live as far as having a simple life is just a mindfulness on the Lord, regardless of the complexity of the stuff that you're involved in. But as far as your mind goes, just simple, right? Just an acknowledgement of the Lord in all things, because I think about all of those things that I just mentioned to you. I think about all of the things that the Lord wants to and will do, right? And I just want Him to do it through the people of this church. I want Him to do it through the body of Christ. But when you listen to the things that are being said out there, and then you listen to the things that the Lord has been teaching us, there is a marked difference, and that's not a mistake, right? There's a marked difference, and that's not a mistake. I was sharing with my family. I went out there just to look at a website. Every once in a while, if I think about somebody, I'll look them up on the internet to see what they're up to. And I looked up a church that had been, you know, a church that I knew, not my specific church that I grew up in, but a different one. And I looked up that church, you know, and they still look like they're going strong. And I just listened to a little bit of what was being taught. And I said, my God, it's just the same stuff. It's not that, you know, the gospel is the same gospel message. But it's like, my gosh, like we haven't moved away from that yet onto Jesus Christ and Him crucified, onto the glory that we have. Like, we're not there yet. We're still dancing around the same stuff, you know, hearing people talk about the victory that you have, but you don't hear Jesus and the glory that He's put on the inside of us mentioned. You hear all of this stuff about, you know, very moving, very inspiring, right? But at the end of the day, like, my gosh, when you can leave a service so inspired, you can leave a service, like they used to say back in the day, like people are hanging from the chandeliers, but if what really revved you up was not the gospel and the truth of what Jesus has done for you, that stuff will wane so quickly. It'll just fade so fast. But I tell you, we have something special here that the Lord has been doing, and everything has been about Him, and everything continues to be about Him, and we continue to learn more and more about how it has to be about Him. Let's continue to value that and to push on that, especially if you have a sense and you feel the Lord drawing you nearer to Him. Let's just go with it. You know, I'll stop there. Going to be a good service tonight, right? Just expect the Lord to show you things and to speak to you, right? And to bring things to your remembrance and to instruct you, right? And as He's doing that, right, take note of those things, right? Literally, if you have to, take note, unless you have a photographic memory, and when the Lord speaks something to you, you just know that you're going to remember it again tomorrow and the next day, then you don't have to write it down. But I'll write stuff down because I want to make sure that I go back and refer to it.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.